Kesa Shem Tov, page 162, Ois Nun Ches. Nun Ches. The Gemara Tanis tells us about two mysterious Jews that were bat chanim. They were bat chanim. They were entertainers, comedians. They were mesamech other people, and as a result of that, they were zeichet to all kinds of giluyim. And they were zeichet, most importantly, to be b'nei olam haba. So they're bringing simcha to other people. So Hana Tre Barche Shahi Miachdim Kol in Yoni Hagash Milakash Baruchni. So Baal Shem Tov said that these Barchanim, the Chazal tell us that because they were Mesameach people and they saw people that were that needed to be lifted, and they were mevadeach and mesameach them, that they were bnei olam haba as a result of that. So the Baal Shem said that the avoda was shohim yachdim kol in yoni hagashmi lakasha baruchni. That they were actually Isaac in the whole purpose of creation, which is to bind together the Gashmi, the physical, this world, and the Kasha Baruchni, and to bind it together, Baruchni, with Ruchnius, with the other world. Which is why the Baal Shem Tov is explaining that they were B'nai Olam Haba, because they spent their lives connecting these two worlds. We'll see in a moment what that means a little bit more. Zulas mi shahayi ba'atzvas, lahi ev shaliyachdo kim ayidei shahayi mevad chotchila. They took people who felt that they were stuck in yonim of this world, and as a result of their being tied down to things of this world and being caught up in this world, that these people became sad and depressed. That's what happens to us when we take this world too seriously. We become overwhelmed by things in this world and we forget that there's another world. And these two Baal Chanim had the ability to lighten up to lighten up the weight of this world, to take off some of the weight of this world from the shoulders of Jews who were being crushed by the world. And because of that, these two Baal Chanim, the Baal Shem said, they were Makasha, the Gashmi, and the Ruchni. They were taking Jews who were completely embedded in Gashmi, in this world, and couldn't find their way out because they were so weighed down by the world, and through their humor, through their joking, and through their barchanis and their humor, they were able to take away some of that weight of the world, and in doing so, to help these Jews connect to the other world, a world of bitachon, a world of emuna, and so on. So these were holy Baal Chanim. These were Baal Chanim that they were Isaac in such a thing. So in Mevadcha Tchila, they were being Mevadeach people Tchila. Let's look at the parish. You could see how such a vart by the Baal Shem Tov would cause certain kinds of Jews to get very, very upset. This is the Baal Chanim was not looked upon highly as a profession of Talmid Chachamim. And the Baal Shem Tov showed tremendous admiration, and that became a big inyan by the Chassidim, by Simchas, and Bechlal, to use humor and comedy, and Baal Chanis, in Avodas Hashem. We do find that already in Chazal there was such a thing, but it certainly was not an Avodah that was emphasized through the years. Obviously, sometimes people get carried away. So let's read the parish. B'divrei Chazal, Matzino Oides Hanu Trei Padche. We see that these two Padchanim, Shezochlias B'nei Olam Haba, Shel Isukam Levaderech L'Sameach B'nei Adam, Shel Yishurim Ba'atzus. They would see people that were Shurim Ba'atzus, that were very, very sad, and they would be Mevaderech them. It doesn't mean that they would go and speak to them about their problems that they had. It means that they would just distract them from this world, and they'd cause them for a little bit to forget this world. Va'oyma ke'inyin hu, ki soyd avadasam b'kardesh ha'yishahay miyachdim kol inyani hagashmi l'kasha baruchni. These were really tzaddikim, and the secret of their holy work was to bind together all things of this world with the other world, all that's gashmi with ruchni. Mitoch shahayim eschabim im habrios b'iskayim ubinyani achulin shalhem. They would go amongst the people, the working people, when they were busy with all of their inyanim of chulin of this world, and hoyim mekashum umeroyimim inyanim ela el shorshim haruchni ha'elyon, and they would bring about this yichud of binding together the world below with the world above. Zulas misha haya ba'atzvus aydekach lahayochelus chaber lakadusha. Because a person who's in a state of atzvus, why is a person in a place of atzvus? Obviously, there are many, many things in this world that make a person sad. There are things in this world makes a person sad. When a person is able to get his mind off of this world, so he's able to be happy. A person's stuck in this world, he's weighed down by the world, so he can't be happy. And as a result of being too attached to this world, the sad person is far from kedusha. He's far from holiness. It's another by the Baal Shem Tov, by Talmid Baal Shem Tov, sadness was seen as the worst thing. Because a sad person is somebody that can't forget this world. He's not able to see beyond this world. And whatever the conditions or circumstances of his life that are making him sad, but it's of this world and this life, the things that are making him sad. Because if a person thinks in a way that's beyond this world, so then he's besimcha. So when a person is ba'atzvus, he's buried in this world. And someone who's buried in this world and under this world, he's just not able to connect to things of kedusha. He's not connected to higher things. His parnassah is making him crazy. His inyanim with the kids, his inyanim with his marriage, his inyanim with the house, all of these inyanim are making him depressed and crazy. So he's very, very much affected and overwhelmed by things of this world. And as a result of that, he's not connecting to the other world. These batchanim were able to help get a person's mind off of the world. And when a person's mind is off of this world, and he's in a place of simcha, so then from simcha to dveikus and kedusha, it's a short trip. It's not far. From atzvus to kedusha, doesn't go. Atzvus doesn't move into kedusha. But simcha is connected to kedusha. The world of simcha and kedusha are together. So these two barchanim would go amongst the people and would be mevaderech, mesemech people. Tell them, don't take life so seriously. Don't get some sugar with the world. And once a person is separated a little bit from the world, then he could already have a shaychus to Shabbos, to a yontif, to kedusha, to dvarim shel kedusha, to learning, and so on. Vayidekach lahayochel eschab lakedusha liyos b'masav shel katnas. Because a person who is sad is in a place of katnas. We're learning about this in Hakitzur Ranana. A person who's sad is in a state of katnus. And katnus is, he's caught up in all of his inyanim. He's in a matzah of katnus. And in a matzah of katnus, a person is far from godless. He's far from Kedusha. And lahayev shaliach adoy lechabu betachlis, him kol inyanim v'gashim elaruchnius. So these two tzaddikim who were their whole lives, they were involved in yichudim, and they were big tzaddikim, they were connecting the Gashmi and the Ruchni. They did this with the other Jews. They were working with other Jews to also to bring them back to Ruchnius, to try to help them from under to get out from underneath the weight of the Gashmis that was making them sad. And in doing so, they were connecting the Gashmi and the Ruchni. That's what they were doing. And this is how they did it with people. They would be mevadech tchila. They would make jokes, and they would, whatever it was, all kinds of shtick jokes. Va'simcha pasaches es leva adam. And simcha opens the heart of a person. Vitziyasa mikatnas legadlas. And simcha takes a person out of katnas and allows him to move into a place of godless. That's what simcha does. Atzvus is katnas. Even if you're sad about like important things, the sof kol sof, sadness is katnas. Sadness is detachment from the other world. Godless is openness and connection to the other world. And then the person who before was sad, but as a result of this, of these batchanim, he was able to look at his life in a different way, and even his work, he was able to think a little bit about what's the tachlis. The tachlis is not this world. In a certain way, all of humor is making fun of the world. That's really what humor is. It's making fun. Making fun of the world, it's making fun of things that normally take seriously. You know, what people laugh. If you see, like, let's say there's a, for all different kinds of things that would make a person laugh, that doesn't seem to make sense. But like the more chosh of a person, I remember many years ago when Gerald Ford was president, so there was a meiser that he was golfing, and there was a golf ball that somebody hit him in the head with a golf ball. I don't know what happened. Somebody came back, and the president of the United States got hit in the head with a gun. I think it was something like that. So the whole place, the whole world was like, was besimcha from that. Like everybody like that. Now, if Stam Schlepper gets hit in the head with a golf ball, nobody doesn't mean anything, you know. So they'll say you okay. But if the president gets hit with a golf ball, so the whole world is like, everybody's laughing. They can't get over it. Because the more chashuv somebody is, the more humorous it is when we see through that he's just like gets with a golf ball, the big person, and something like that happens, because the whole Indian of humor is not to be machsh of the world. That's why I remember many years ago reading someplace that there's a, you know, what are the subjects that comedians, like, what's the most popular subjects that they joke about. And I remember reading that death was the most popular subject. So you understand why, because death is the thing that is most frightening and is most choshev, because even the biggest lights, you know, when the Malach HaMavis is something to contend with, and everybody has to deal with that. So to make jokes about dying is a very big Indian by the comedians, to make jokes about the things that are most serious. That's where the joking is the biggest. Religion and death and relationships. To make jokes about the things that are most serious. I mean, to make from this world, to make nothing of the world. To try to make nothing of the world. That's what humor is. In Kedusha, these batchanim were b'nei olam haba. They were big b'nei olam haba. Because the whole avodah in life was to be makasha l'gashmi the ruchni. And by helping somebody get out of this world, not to be so crazy about this world, and to be able to laugh at the world, so that was a pesach to another world, to something higher, that they were able to see something beyond the inyon of their lives that were getting them down. And that's the chashivas of humor. Vazai haya afu yochel lahalos es asakiv inyon of el sharshim haluki. B'schus avadosam zu zochel yos b'nei lam haba. And it's a schar they were repaid since they helped Jews get out a little bit from Olam Hazeh and to connect to something beyond Olam Hazeh. So the reward that they received was that they were B'nai Olam Haba, that they were welcomed into the other world, because that was a place that they led other Jews to connect to the other world, to get out of this world. Nuntas. We saw by tzaddikim that they had bad chanim. Even the Rebbe Rabbah Meshbitzer and the Holy Vision, there were tzaddikim that had their own personal bad chanim. There was some famous bad chanim, Herschel Stapalia and other bad chanim that were famous. And these were great people. They were tzaddikim, and it was considered to be a very big avodah to be mevadech the tzaddik, especially. And the tzaddik was dealing with all of the tzaras of everybody, and not just his own inyana, but the tzaras of the whole world. And they were bad chanim, that they were considered to be very great people. They were well-known tzaddikim. Nuntas. And it's interesting also that even here in America, I don't know what the statistics are, but I think that much of the whole entertainment industry, and humor in particular, and comedians, much of it was Jews. I think it was, I don't know if it's right to say, because I don't know, I made a study of these in Yanim. But I think it was mostly Jews that were Isaac in this Indian, of developing an industry over joking and comedy. But that was, I think, mostly a Jewish malach. It was considered to be a Jewish malach. Nun test. Nashke Ara Urikia. So this is connected to the Torah from before, of binding together this world and the other world. Gashmias and Ruchnias. Which is really the union of Dir B'Tachtonim. That's the avoid of Dir B'Tachtonim, the tachos of creation. So here, the Baal Shem HaKadosh is referring to the remarkable stories that the Gemara tells in Bava Basra about Rabbi Bar Chana, the things that Rabbi Bar Chana would say. The stories of Rabbi Bar Chana. And there, among the stories, there is a place of Nashke Ara Urikia. Now, we normally associate Yushalayim, the Har Bayis, Chazal tells us, is the place where heaven and earth are kissing, are touching. But there, in that story of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, there was a place, some place, where Nashke Ara Urikia. Where the earth and the sky were touching, were kissing, meaning that we're meeting each other, the earth and the sky. And the meaning of Nashke Ara Rekia, the Baal Shem says, is L'kash L'chaber Maisei Gashmi B'ruchni. That's really an avodah that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was talking about, that there is a place, meaning there's a way of living, where the earth and the sky come together, meaning where this world and the other world are bound together. Where everything that you do in this world is because of the other world. Which, of course, is the avod of Yichudim, of Yichud Kutshubichu Shchinte, of joining together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. The Shechina, which is of this world, which rests upon this world, and Kutshubichu Kivyochel himself. So the Yachad Kutshubichu Shchinte is the meaning of the earth and the heaven touching. Kutshubichu and Shechina. So he explains. The Gemara tells us of such a place where the earth and the sky are kissing, are touching. What the Baal Shem is teaching is that this is a yisod in our serving Hashem. It's the tachlis of our avodas Hashem. You see in footnote 4, he brings Bigmar Shamasupa ben Hadvarm Hamufloim Shezochel Ham Rabba Barbachana, among the wondrous things that Rabba Barbachana experienced, Shemokim Zeheroloi Hahu Ta'aya. In some of the stories of Rabba Barbachana, there's a mysterious Arab, Asoichi Yishma'eli, an Arab merchant, Ahutaya, that was his guide. He was like his madrich, his tour guide. And this Taya, this Yishmaeli would show Rabbi Barbachana certain wondrous things. Yesh letzayin ledivrei ha'Maharsha b'chidush ha'agadas shabitu Taya. Nemar b'derech mashal. The Mashal says that Taya is a mashal, that he's called the Yishmaeli. Now, why is that? That's an interesting thing. What's the meaning of Yishmaeli in the stories? Yesh letzayin ledivrei ha'Maharsha b'chidush Taya nemar b'derech mashal. Lofi hanimshal, the nimshal is meduber ba'odom chacham ha'chacham satar. Now, why is it a Taya? Why does the Rashbam say it's a Yishmaeli? That's a whole Indian. That a person who's normally a Taya Yishmael is the Yishmaelim from the beginning. Going back to the story of Yosef HaTzadik, we're traveling salesmen. That's the Indian of the Yishmaelim. They were... What's it called? Like the Bedouins, they don't stay in one place. What's the
nomads?
Right. That's the Indian of the Yishmaelim throughout time. It'll be seen in these parashiyas. It's the whole Indian of Yishmael. It's a parodim. Bechlal, the whole mahalach was, they don't have a real place. The Yishmaelim. The Gra, the Maral, and all the tzaddikim talk about this mahus of the Yishmaelim. They don't have a place. They don't have a place. They go from place to place. The nomads. Even after they have countries, they don't really have a place. That's why they want to go everywhere, to take here and there. They don't have a place. So since the beginning of time, the Yishmaelim are traveling merchants, are going from place to place. So what is it about this quality of being a traveling salesman, a merchant, that qualifies such a person to be the one who is guiding Rabbi Barbachana to move from one realm of creation to another realm of creation? It's the inyan of the Taya, to be able to go from one place to another, not to be bound into one place. Since the whole avoda here is talking about the chibur and the kishur of one world to another, so it's appropriate that the moshal of the Yishmaeli, of the one who is a traveling salesman, a merchant who is moving from place to place. There's much more to that, but that's just the basic inyan. So he says, Adam, back inside the parish, Adam, that's our vote in this world, is to connect the Gashmi and the Rochni, connect Eretz and Rekia, the earth and heaven. To connect all that I'm doing in this world with machshavas and kavanas of ruchnius of the other world. Kachsha maisi hagashmi, so that the physical act, eretz, yischaber v'yischache legamrei im shorsha haruchni, becomes connected to and one with its shorish and ruchnius, which is shamayim, which is rakia, which is the heavens. And this is through this there's a yichu kuchubichu shchinte, which is what all the stories are about. When a person in his avodas Hashem is mekayim this inyan of nashke arav rakia, of bringing together the earth and the sky. And he takes something which is gashmi, tachtayin, something low, something mundane and physical from this world, and he connects it together. Ruchanis al yayna. Hayupayal yichud. That's the avoda of yichudim. That's yichud. Achdus ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Amruma Me'ha'ilamas, that Bechina of Elokus, which is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means Hashem Kivyochel himself, which transcends this world, which is Meruma Me'ha'ilamas, which is higher than all the worlds, that's called Kutcher Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shechina, what's Shechina? Shechina is HaHor Eloki HaYarid V'Sharichim B'Sarich HaElamas. Shechina is that manifestation of Elokus that is experienced and felt here in this world. All of our avodah, the whole tachlis of our existence, is yichu kuchubichu shchinte, is to be miyachel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shechina. So every time I take something of this world, and through this inyan of my life, or this object, or this whatever it is, this time, this experience, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I bring this back to Hashem. That avodah is yichu kuchubichu shchinte. So before I put on my tefillin, I'm going to take this object, this physical object, and I'm going to bind myself to Hashem through the tefillin. I say l'shem yichu kuchubichu shchinte, yachet shem yudkei, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the vavkei, which is the Shechina. I have an intention to bring about this yichu kuchubichu shchinte, which is the inyan of the Urbat Ahtonim of connecting this world with the other world. And that's the meaning of Nashke Aru Rekia.
What does Mishem Hu Tamer Vanela mean? That's part of
Mishem. Well, that's the Mishem Hu Tamer Vanela. Just on a simple level, I was just talking about the Shemus, by Mishem Hu Tamer Vanela. We're just saying that the Yudke is the Alma Diskasya. Is that which is concealed and hidden, and the Vavke is that which is revealed, and able to be known. So, whatever that shame is, I'm not talking here about the shame is, but Bahush, the Tamer Vanela means the tachlis of our mitzvahs and all of our avoda, is to be able to somehow bring about this connection between our revealed existence here in this world and Hashem Ahu HaTomer V'Nelam, and that the letter is Yud Kei, which is the Alma Diskasya, which is Tomer V'Nelam, which is concealed and hidden. That's what the shame is and what the shame is and how they work. But that's the basic meaning of connecting together the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei. Yud Kei is Tomer V'Nelam, and Vav Kei is the Alma Diskalia. And by taking something in this world, something of this world, and remembering through it the other world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yichud Kudshu Baruch Hu Shchintei, that's taking the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei, that's what we say, Shem HaHu Tamer Liachet Shem Yud Kei BeVav Kei, the Shem Havai Baruch Hu, the Shem HaHu Tamer V'Nelam, Hashem, the name that is hidden and that is not known. And by taking this tefillin or whatever I'm going to do, the mitzvah, so I am connecting together, I'm bringing about this yichud between my life, this pair of tefillin, this physical object, and Hashem and that hidden reality, which is HaKadosh Baruch, which is the Shem Yudkei, with Vavkei, and this the Shem Havai, which is the yichud of Kudshu Baruch Hu and Shchinta. That yichud is the most basic yichud in the tachlis of our lives. I don't know if we could try to chap around the. I don't think that. We could try. I don't think it's shaykh to be able to finish this. Then. All right, we'll stop here because it's not gonna. I'm just gonna have to start it again. Doesn't mean let's stop here. Okay, let's get ready for that one.